Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio.
Sí, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Coach Reed in Philadelphia ran a true West Coast offense, not running that anymore. So he's been changing, right? And so being able to change to your personnel, when we had Alex Smith, we brought in a lot of the RPO stuff. And now he's got Patrick and they're doing their things. And so to each their own, and it worked. But that also took a little bit of time, right? I remember coming in 2013 in Kansas City, the year before they were 2-14, and it took time, and now 7-8 years later is a Super Bowl. But there's a foundation there of players that has been created over time, and that offense is not the same than what it was when I was there 2 years ago. So that's fun. And now having new ideas from new offensive coaches and what they have, I got to tell you, I'm absolutely loving it right now.
Chiefs Kingdom, Arrowhead Pride, let's go baby, competition terrified. Coach Ray, Travis Kelce, Tyreek, Chris Jones, Tyron Matthew, Patrick Mahomes.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to The Score. And for the texters worried that Kevin's going to block him, he doesn't have that capability. But he can annoy us by playing that song repeatedly.
Keep texting.
Any excuse.
Yeah, keep texting.
I got to be careful how I say this. But I think that we all turn to our previous mentors as inspiration for our own lives. Do you wonder if Matt Nagy is flattering himself a little bit by talking about Andy Reid's growth as a coach in relation to, I guess, what he's saying is his own growth as a coach? Or is that unfair?
It's a tad bit unfair, only because I think that, and again, unfair might be the wrong word. I don't know that it's entirely accurate, because I think that when I hear that, I can understand, though, why you would think, well, he's flattering himself. Boy, he has a high opinion of himself. Matt Nagy is a guy with a sizable ego. We can agree on that, right? We have seen that in 2 years. That's to be the case. So when he says stuff like that, maybe that's the way, you know, we would interpret it. Whereas the way that you went into that point, I do believe that in our mentors, we see things we want to be and we see things that we can be. And I think that in Andy Reid, Matt Nagy sees both. So he's aspiring to be as good and as consistent and as flexible as Andy Reid has proven to be without necessarily comparing himself to a guy that's going to win a Super Bowl, because maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't happen. Maybe he can adjust and adapt as well as Andy Reid has proven in two different franchises now and with offenses and different quarterbacks. But the things that, going back to, Andy Reid's been to two Super Bowls in 21 years of coaching.
There you go.
Donovan McNabb was his quarterback one time.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes was his quarterback the next time. You need a star quarterback in this system
sure.
to be able to do the things that Andy Reid has done.
Does that apply to Philadelphia? You know, their star quarterback, Carson Wentz, went down with injury, and they won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles.
Who played like a star.
He did play like a star.
He played like a star.
But he played very well in that scheme, and I don't know that he's played as well outside of it.
What you heard from that clip that we played from Nagy coming in was interesting because of the Andy Reid comparison, but also because of the acknowledgement now, whether it's just lip service or not, that what Andy Reid did in adapting to Alex Smith and then to Patrick Mahomes, which is an easy guy to adapt to, was you change and you're pliable philosophically. You change your scheme to fit the talents of your quarterback. Frankly, that's something we did not see last
year.
Well,
that's the problem.
And that's why there's skepticism. Yes. And that's why we wonder if he is flattering himself, because we haven't seen that ability for him to change game plans to get the most out of a quarterback who's dying to reach his potential. And everybody in this city is dying to see him do it. That's not happened. And there's no evidence that we have seen that's going to happen except for what we hear. But what we see is an entirely different story.
If they had run the football, right? If they had gone, let's put it this way. Ryan Tannehill had this unbelievable turn of his career where he shows up in Tennessee and, you know, it doesn't work out. In Miami, they get him and he takes over the starting job from a former second overall pick, and he ends up leading a run through the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Could that have happened here, or did he need the running back? Did he compliment the running back when he was in Tennessee? Was it about their running game, and would you need to bring the running back here as opposed to the quarterback if you wanted to be them?
Derrick Henry's an extraordinary player, and he's a great that's one of those guys that you just he makes everything that you do make sense because he can run the football. But that offensive line was the big factor to me. And the way they built that offensive line makes the comparison to the Bears more difficult to make. But I do like what you think, the way you're invoking the Tannehill example, because when they had everything else in place, and that's what the Bears are trying to do this offseason, is trying to surround Mitch with a better offensive line, better weapons. Yeah, you know, maybe better running back, but I think David Montgomery is a guy you can trust. Maybe he's certainly not Henry, but he is a guy you can trust. The thing is, though, you need to find your Tannehill. You need to find, that's why I keep harping on this. Everybody's fixated on who's going to start week one of 2020, who's going to go into training camp, the number one starter. Mitch is our guy because he has to be our guy. I'm not fixated on that. I'm saying that you need to find a guy, regardless of the rhetoric, you need to go out and get somebody that you can trust. If Mitch Trubisky struggles, fails, needs to be replaced 4 games in, 3 games in, 8 games in, Ryan Tannehill replaced Marcus Mariota, I think, in week 7, and they saved their season.
Yeah.
Who's that guy on this depth chart? They have one quarterback under contract. Of course they're going to reinvest and sound like they believe in this guy because they don't have anybody else. Find somebody else.
Okay, they met with Jake Fromm yesterday at the
Georgia quarterback. Yep.
The Georgia quarterback. Mm-hmm. There was a certain number of people who think they should draft one. They need to draft one. I've heard people talk about Jalen Hurts coming out at the combine and saying that he's a quarterback and he's not. And, you know, people envision him playing different positions. He's a quarterback. Do they need to draft a quarterback?
Absolutely. Absolutely, they need to draft a quarterback, and I would even consider drafting one with one of your 2 second-round picks. They're going to get a 4th-round pick as a compensatory pick, it looks like.
Yeah.
And if they don't pick a quarterback with one of their 2 second-round picks, then they have to really consider drafting somebody in the middle of the draft. I don't think drafting somebody in the 7th round is going to make an impact or a difference.
And when you say that I would imagine when you're talking about that, you're talking about signing a free agent and also drafting one, right?
Yeah,
it's not one or the other.
No, I think it's
we
both.
Agree they have to sign a backup, a win now, a win ready quarterback to come in if things don't work out, but also to have a look toward the future as well.
Without question, and I think you know, idealistically, I'd like to see them trade for Derek Carr or maybe find a way to get Andy Dalton or somebody who has done the job before. realistically, we're looking at a guy like possibly Case Keenum, who at his last run at Minnesota was a very good quarterback. But if you sign a case, hypothetically, sign a Case Keenum, you draft Jacob Fromm from Georgia, you go into camp with three quarterbacks that by the fourth week of the season, the context of everything has changed. Because maybe Case Keenum has been really good in training camp and preseason. Maybe Fromm is ahead of schedule or your rookie quarterback. And maybe Mitch has struggled. I don't know. But you want to protect yourself from the reality or the likelihood that he's going to struggle again. Because nothing we saw last year gives you confidence that he's just going to, okay, oh, you know, I've been watching film for 8 hours today. Now I get it. Now I'm going to get it.
Okay, so Matt Nagy talked up his coaching staff, and he talked about the fact that he's still the signal caller and he's still going to be the offensive coordinator to his head coach. Will that change? If you get into the season and things aren't working, does he feel strong enough about a Bill Lazor? Does he feel strong enough? Or is it all about Matt Nagy?
It sure doesn't sound like that's going to be the case.
No.
It sounds like yesterday. I'm the play caller. I'm going to learn. I've evolved. I'm rejuvenated. That's where, when we talked about the ego, or as Wayne Larrabee once declared, the arrogance of Matt Nagy, you worry. You worry about that getting in the way of you know, you want to see more self-deprecation. You want to see more self-awareness. You want to see
more arrogance by Matt Nagy.
You want to see much less arrogance, because there may come a time when sharing or distributing the play calling responsibilities makes sense for a guy who might be in a rut or might not be seeing the results or might be having another season where you're in the bottom five offensively.
Well, if that happens again, I think you got to look at everything.
You got to look at everything.
Yeah.
You can't be committed to any one thing. You can't be so stubborn in your belief system that you don't see a better way is possible if you just did that or if you just did that. If this staff is as good as he made it sound yesterday, then you should trust it to do its job and help you do your job better if things start to go south.
312-644-6767. We have Paul on the north side. Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. I love you guys. I do identify myself as a recovering Bear fan. I follow the NFL. I love the NFL. I love watching functional teams. The Bears, unfortunately, you know, it's sort of like a horse and buggy thing with the offense for so many years, a plethora of excuses that just follow what Rex, Jay, and now Mitch. And, you know, I don't know if it's Nagy is smoke screening this thing and trying to compare us to the Bears or to the KC offense and how it evolved. And, you know, unless we get, and I agree with you, Haw, and both of you guys, you know, we got to get a Carr, a Mariota, even a Winston, Dalton, somebody could score a touchdown against a playoff caliber team. Unless we get somebody like that, or unless the stars align and Mitch can somehow magically throw a touchdown against, you know, a blue chip team, I just see this, you know, administration going by the wayside and us getting another GM and coach in another couple of years. I don't see, it's not working. We're setting records for what? The least amount of offense in a first half in 40 years. I mean, Rome is burning. The most important position in all of sports, and they're not even really identifying it as a problem. And, you know, this is if I want to hear a spin on things, I'll follow politics, you know. And that's all I have, guys. Thanks for letting
me. Wow. Cheer up.
All right, Paul.
Things are going to get better today.
His name is Paul, and he's a Bearaholic.
Your day's going to improve, Paul. Look.
You can process.
I can understand the skepticism. I mean, we've been in Chicago long enough to know that that's sort of the natural instinct in covering the Bears or following the Bears. But, you could spin it a lot of different ways, and I think that this is the offseason. Spring training optimism is alive for both baseball teams. With the Bears, there's a lot of possibility going into free agency in the draft.
Yes.
You've got a defense that you can rebuild to be a point where you can win with it. You can get back to the playoffs. I wonder this sometimes, and I know we got to get out of here. You know, maybe we can talk about this more tomorrow. Had Matt Nagy started 8-8,
yes,
and then been 12-4, the arc of his tenure here would feel different.
But he went 12-4, and then he went Kansas City on a home playoff game, and then he went 8-8.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the problem.
Okay,
right? So I mean, I don't know.
I'm trying to cheer up, Paul. Not bring it back.
Now he's got Patrick, and they're doing their thing.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm with you.
All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Connie. Did we cancel it? Did we cancel today, or are we going to talk to him?
We're going to talk to him.
Oh, we are. Okay. Yeah. Never know. Are we going to turn the lights on? Or are we going to be okay?
We're going to be okay.
We'll be right back with Dan and Connor. It's Mullion Hall on the Score.
No matter what side of town you're from, no matter what team you root for, if it's from Chicago, we've got you covered. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score, dominating the Chicago sports landscape for nearly three decades. A radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio.
Sí, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Gee, cold cereal.
Granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle, freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Get pumped, NBA fans, because owning a piece of basketball history has never been easier. Auctions.NBA.com is the official home of authentic NBA game-worn memorabilia. Bid on one-of-a-kind items like Stephen Curry's playoffs jersey, LeBron James's All-Star warm-up jacket, and Kevin Durant's Christmas Day jersey. And with winning bids as low as $25, there's something for everyone. Visit auctions.NBA.com today and claim your piece of the NBA. This is why we play.
Dakota Meyer is a Medal of Honor awardee who discovered that coming home was the start of a whole new fight.
You know, that's what happens whenever you try to standardize everything, right? Like when you try to make a blanket rule, you know, and then people can't think for themselves. I mean, this is a bureaucracy at its best. I mean, I listen to people all the time, and it's like when they can't think for themselves, when they let a rule or a restriction govern everything and not use common sense. You know what I mean? It's like, it's about equivalent to you saying there's a one-lane road and a fire truck's coming, but you don't want to get over the shoulder because that white line on the side right there is there. You're like, I can't cross that line. Like, no way. That would be totally, totally wrong. I'm going to just sit here. People just don't think for themselves. And it comes down to, in the military, like with our situation, it comes down to No one wants to be held, like, no one wants the responsibility.
To hear more, go to ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your